What advice do you give? Would you encourage young people to get involved, to get in that dirty game of politics?
No, I'd encourage them to go get a job for 35 or 40 years and then get in the game of politics. You know, the problem with half our politicians is they don't know anything. They don't know anything about life. They don't know anything about real world experience. They don't have a frame of reference, and that's what they need. I don't have time to go into it, but so many conversations I had in Washington, people were clueless about common things that you and I would both know.
Because they were in their early 30s? They were too young to...
No, they were in their 60s, but they'd been a politician for 40 years and didn't know.
Okay, and that side. But then there's the youth side that comes
along. Well, the youth side doesn't know anything either. They may have studied well, but life's lessons are great for politics. You don't always win. There's cost to anything that you do, and you got to be willing to pay the cost. I wouldn't discourage any young person from looking at it, but I would tell you, the younger they are, the less likely you're going to be good at it, because what it requires is judgment and people skills.
Somebody might say after you listen to our conversation that you've become very cynical. Would that be accurate?
No, I'm very honest. I'm hopeful because I think we can do an Article 5 convention of the states and think we can fix it. I'm not cynical about the Senate and the House and Washington. I know we're not going to fix our problems. That's not cynical. That's knowledge. And that's knowledge based on the efforts of trying to do it there. That's not cynical. That's just truth. It isn't going to happen in Washington.
60 Minutes, a noted news program. I talk like this because I'm thinking about people who are going to listen to this in 2030. Yeah. 60 Minutes, a CBS respectable news program, interviewed you as you were leaving the Senate. And they said this. This is an interesting man. He's an obstetrician who has delivered over 4,000 babies, called the godfather of the Tea Party. Would that be accurate?
That's somebody else's claim.
He has been a powerful and effective force against government spending. He opposes gay marriage. He's against abortion rights and says global warming doesn't exist. And then they go on to say he became one of Barack Obama's closest friends in Congress. It may be Washington's most unlikely friendship, but it is a lesson that political opposites can work together in highly partisan and dysfunctional times. That paragraph by 60 Minutes, would you agree with it?
No, I guess. It's interesting, the predicate is you're a flat earth person if you don't believe in global warming. They didn't say anything about climate change. Right now, global warming's all on my side. We've been warming for 16 years. That's what the science says. But they use that as a moniker to say, yeah, there's something wrong with this guy if he doesn't believe this. That's the predicate that was put into that. Or if you don't believe in abortion, there's something wrong with you. In other words, from their viewpoint. So other than that, yeah, I admit to all those things they claim, but that doesn't keep me from working with other people.
We didn't get into global warming, but you just don't think the science is there.
The science isn't there. Matter of fact, the science is exactly the opposite of what they have said. That doesn't have anything to do with climate change. The climate changes all the time. We have historical fossil records. We have historical ice records. We know it's changing. But global warming, that's a farce. It didn't happen. We're in a cooling period right now, and it's going to continue for another 30 or 40 years.
All right. So then we ask, how would you like to be remembered?
I don't.
Meaning you don't want to be remembered?
No. Remembering's about ego. You know, the only people I want remembering me is my kids and grandkids and my friends. This whole idea... Matter of fact, I'll never forget in a debate with Brad Carson, we were asked that question, how will you want to be remembered? And he said, well, I want to be like Bellman, and I want to be like Kerr. And I said, it isn't about me. It's not about us. It's about fixing our country. And if we're remembering people, unless we get the country fixed, if we get the country fixed, then remember me. If we don't, forget it. I just tried.
But you want to also be known as a great doctor.
But that's an assessment by my patients, and they'll know that no matter what I do.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us this.
You're welcome.
And your forthrightness. That was all good. And students, years from now, can listen and hear about Tom Coburn.